to the place where I can find you.
Our opening music is performed by a band called Delirious. Their song titled Oh Lead Me is about travelling to the cross with Jesus. This is what the Stations of the Cross are all about too. The Stations, or Stopping Places, is a mini pilgrimage where we stop at certain events and reflect on what is happening. As Jesus carried the cross to Golgotha, he was surrounded by crowds of people. It is us now who is in the crowd watching the events unfold. The fourth station, Jesus meets his mother. This event is not mentioned in any of the Gospels, but we can be certain that Mary would have been there. Mary was the first disciple. She was called by God to give birth to Jesus, and she said yes. Later in the Gospels, when Mary took Jesus to the temple to be presented to God, she met a man called Simeon, who was described as a just and devout man. Simeon told Mary that a sword of sorrow would pierce her heart. It is that sword of sorrow that Mary is experiencing now as she sees her son carry his cross to Golgotha. Despite this, Mary never loses faith. Mary is a model of faith to us all. The fifth station, Simon of Cyrene, helps Jesus carry his cross. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 21 to 24, we are told, a certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. This is an interesting passage. Simon was passing through. It was not his intention to be there to see Jesus walk the streets with his cross. Simon is from Cyrene, which is located in northeastern Libya. Simon did not volunteer to help Jesus, but rather he was forced to do so. What else do we learn about Simon? We learn that he was the father of two boys, Alexander and Rufus. This detail of the names is interesting, as these boys must have been known to Mark, the writer of the Gospel, or known to the community. By naming the two sons, we are very clear on which Simon helped Jesus. When have you noticed God at work in your life? When have you wanted help with something and found it came from an unexpected source? This Lent, may we be more aware of those around us who may be in need of our help, and may we offer this help willingly. The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. This station is one of great tenderness and care for another person. Veronica sees Jesus passing by and she goes to wipe his face. The short relief that this act of compassion would have brought is immense. The name Veronica in Latin means true image or true likeness. The cloth that Veronica uses to wipe the face of Jesus with is left with an imprint of his face. She recognises the true image of God. She shows courage to break through the crowds, offering her love to Jesus and showing condemnation for what is happening. Who can we show compassion to today? How can others encounter and experience the love of God through us?